Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, September 24th, 2015. Palestinian man dies of wounds sustained at an Israeli military checkpoint, and troops kidnap more than a dozen civilians from Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian young man was pronounced dead on Thursday afternoon after succumbing to wounds he sustained at an Israeli military checkpoint last week. Ahmad Khataba, 25, from Beit Furig village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, was shot by Israeli troops at a military checkpoint near the city. Khataba is the second Palestinian to die due to wounds sustained after being shot at an Israeli military checkpoint this week. On Tuesday, Israeli troops shot and killed 18-year-old Hadil Hashlamon at a military checkpoint in Hebron Old City, southern West Bank. In other news, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped on Wednesday night and Thursday morning 14 Palestinians in occupied East Jerusalem, including one of the guards of Al-Aqsa Mosque. The soldiers invaded and searched Palestinian homes in various neighborhoods in East Jerusalem and kidnapped 13 Palestinians, including several children, allegedly for involvement in recent clashes with the army and police. Regardless of all Israeli restrictions imposed in Jerusalem's Old City and kidnappings on Thursday, thousands of Palestinians marked Eid al-Adha with prayers inside Al-Aqsa Mosque. In related news, the Hassan Society for Political Detainees held by the Israeli Army and ex-detainees has reported Thursday that the Israeli prison authorities forced 9 Palestinian detainees in solitary confinement and denied them rights to family and lawyer visits for 2 months. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, September 24th, 2015 News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jordan Shmawi and me, Hassan Banmura.